Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Coco Caliente, a mother and daughter production where we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Jenny.
Thank you for joining us today on this week's episode. We have no idea. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I actually just got back from, I just joined a Christian...
Is it a woman's church group for young ladies, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, so today was the first one, and we just kind of decided what book we're going to study and, like, read through. I was expecting to have, like, homework and stuff, but we're actually going to read through it there and discuss it. It's an hour and a half, only once a month.
So, like, you don't have the book yet, right?
No, they're going to order them.
And you're going to read the book there? So yeah. Is everybody going to read separate? Like,
I want to read ahead. I just kind of want to read ahead to be prepared.
You know I would think so, too, because everybody reads at different speeds.
Yeah.
And, like, you take in things differently.
It takes me a little longer to, like for me and you reading, like, if someone read something out loud, I think you would be able to absorb it, and it'd take me a little bit of time.
Oh, so they're going to read it out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, everybody has to sit there and read 5 pages, and then you discuss the 5 pages.
Yeah.
No.
No, so I think that, and you're more than welcome, I think, to read it. We just don't have the books yet, but because I asked... And she said, if you want to, you totally can, but they don't want people to feel like they have homework. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you said there was a big turnout. This is the first week, and there was a big turnout.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there.
And you knew quite a few people, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like I knew, like, 90%. Like, I know of them or have seen them, yeah.
Yeah, and how many people around?
I'd say there was, like, good 30 people there, at least.
That's good. I didn't know what you were, you know. I'm proud of you for going. I forgot
I said
until I called her, and I'm like, you coming over to podcast? She's like, oh, no, I'm just on my way to my Christian women's group, but I'll come on the way back. I was like, oh, yay, she's gone.
Yeah, so anyone in the area, it's like a 18 to 45 age group.
Yeah, I'm too old for it.
I do not like going places alone, and I'm really proud of myself. I said I normally bring my mom everywhere, but she's too old for this.
You said that out loud there?
I told a couple people that because I was just like uncomfortable, you know? So, but when I talked to other girls that came alone, they said that they woke up this morning super excited, and then as they were driving there, their heart started beating a little faster, and they're like, should I go in? And that's exactly how I felt. I started having like a little bit of anxiety. I was like, I don't think I'm going to do this. Why are we like that? That's just so weird. I knew it's going to be obviously so welcoming, but
But you said quite a few people came alone, but then there were also groups of girls, the younger ones that all came grouped together.
Yeah, for sure. Like they're like best friends.
Yeah.
So if I feel like if I had some of my best friends there, I'd just be more comfortable and be more myself. But, you know, I was very...
I know, but every week. Yeah, I was going to say every week, and it's weekly.
No, it's once a month only.
Oh, it's only once a month.
Yeah. It's like a miniature study.
Oh, cool. So, but, you know, it's going to be harder. I was going to say if it's every week, you'll get comfortable fast. But every month is like all brand new, all back over again. And the only bad thing about once a month is if you had something going on that day, then you miss 2 months, you know, where if it's weekly or biweekly, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if it was like every Tuesday, to be honest.
I don't know.
A lot of women were which is cool, is like just simply seeking like other women who have the same faith. Like, I like that, you know? And that's what I said. I said I'd never hang out with people in this area, you know? And so to be able to do it, that's awesome. So anyways, hopefully I make some new friends.
Yeah, that was good.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And okay, an update on the hearing aids. I really actually have no update because I have not done anything with it yet, but it's on my mind. Like before it was on my mind, like, oh, maybe once a week. It is on my mind. My hearing is bothering me. Like I swear every
10 times worse now.
Like, yes, because I know I can't hear and I know that I can fix it, you know, the hearing test, I know the results and I know I can fix it. And like, they're just the different comments. And I've gotten quite a few private messages from many of you. And like, thank you guys for all of them. And just about how it changed your life when you actually took the step and did it. So that's why it's like, I need to do this. And even tonight, Jesse was here for a few hours and he said, when are you going to get them hearing aids? Mm-hmm. Because I said, what? Like so many times to him. But he was in the living room and I was in the kitchen. And I just kept saying, what? You know, and anyways, I have a couple people. Tomorrow I'm going to call my insurance or call the place that the $7,500 to $8,000 place where they want me to get them, give them my insurance information, have them reach out to my insurance and make sure that they get the same answer I do, that there's no coverage. So that's going to be my first step tomorrow. I also talked to somebody who left me a message and they're going to get me some information. And then I had two or three people message me about Costco and say that they've heard great things about their hearing aids. So if any of you have these, let me know. And that if you're a member, the hearing test is free and they're reasonable, like $1,500. So, yeah, I mean, that's like a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And that's even a big step, you know. And
so, are hearing aids, like once you get them once, you don't have to like get new ones as far as like changing how high, like do they just, I mean, is it one pair for a long time?
I think it's one pair for a long time, but I think you do have to get new ones because some people have said they've had two or three pairs already
Something happens. So it's not like lenses and glasses. Like your eyes are this bad this year, but next year they might be worse. Or like your ears might be worse, so you just turn them up and stuff. I wonder.
I don't know. I don't know any of those answers because I, you know, but.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it tells you like what spider.
And that's the questions Dave wanted me to ask too, like on this, for these ones that are really expensive. Are they like, how many years warranty? How many years are these good for? Do they fix them if something goes on or do you pay more?
Like, yeah, like if it falls in the pool or something.
Is there like some kind of, he wants me to, you know, check with all that, you know, just late at night, I'm yawning, sorry. He wants me to check out all those questions and that's all good, you know, good things to know. So I am going to jump
I do really want her to get them because yesterday, Arrow bought my mom and her McDonald's on the way home from a tennis match. And she's like, getting Arrow to really eat, it's just kind of hard. So I was like, all right, let's get him. Mom's like, just get him a Happy Meal. I'm like, okay, do you want to get him cheeseburger or chicken nuggets? I'm like, I think let's do chicken nuggets because he's really been liking them with sweet and sour sauce. He'll at least like take little nibbles. And my mom, like, I guess did not hear me. And so then
she
ordered him a cheeseburger. She ordered herself some nuggets. And then like 10 minutes on the way home, she's like, he's really loving these chicken nuggets and sweet and sour sauce. Oh my gosh, we should not have gotten a cheeseburger. I said, Mom, did you not hear me when I said that? And she goes, no.
I thought she said, I want some. I did hear her say chicken nuggets, but I thought she said, I really like the chicken nuggets, but get what you think. I didn't think she said he ate any chicken nuggets, but he like ate two of them, whole things. I was just shocked. He was liking them. And what he means by him buying me McDonald's is for my birthday, he got me four $10 McDonald's cards. So yesterday I grabbed one
out
of my purse.
They're for my mom, but they only really go to McDonald's together. And she wasn't supposed to spend any money. And so that was kind of what she said. Well, Errol bought it technically.
He did. And I said, I said, do you want to go? Do you want to buy Grandma McDonald's with one of your cards? He said, yeah, McDonald's, you know, so, yep. And I think it only came to like $11. So,
yeah,
and some cents. So it only was a dollar something over the $10 card. But yeah. So, yes, he bought me McDonald's and himself. Mm-hmm. And what was my point with? Oh, so we went. Yes. About my hearing yesterday. It was terrible. We went to a tennis match. My niece and nephews. All three of them play on the Sandusky tennis team, and it was a lot of fun actually watching that. It was kind of
really
cool because
I wish we were able to go tonight. If I didn't have that women's thing, I would have.
The scoring on a tennis match is so weird, though.
I don't know how to do it.
Like, I've watched them last year too, but I just didn't pay attention to how hard it is to actually get a point. But it takes a long time. My nephew's last week was in a 3-hour match because they were so evenly teamed before, and it looks exhausting. It was about two hours yesterday too for one match, and it's got to be exhausting, especially when you're doing singles and you're running after that ball all the time. Wow. But anyways, my sister kept whispering because we're outside to me, like saying stuff. She wasn't like whispering, but she was probably talking normal, but it felt like whispering. I didn't hear anything she said. I'm trying to ask how the score works.
I know. I feel bad. Mom got in the car. She's like, I could not hear anything that Tiff was saying. I was like, really?
Yeah, I sat next to her.
You play it off so well, I would not have known.
I sat next to her for 3 hours and I have no idea any of the stuff we talked about because I was just like, I don't know. Yeah, I just smile and say something. I don't even know. I can hear like bits and pieces, like, but not really put it all together because she was talking very low because there's so many people, like just all there in the middle. And I mean, I was just like, it kind of gave me a brain headache because I have to work extra hard.
And you couldn't see her mouth because she's next to you, sitting next to you, not across from you.
Yeah. So I didn't see anything she said. So I had to like absorb it. I'm trying to absorb it. And oh my gosh, my head hurt by the time we got in the car. I was like, whoa, I did not hear any of that. So I don't know what we discussed anyways. I mean, I was trying to just mostly figure out the tennis thing, but I kind of watched and figured a lot of it out too, and then asked a couple questions.
What's crazy is Vic explained it to me like 3 times. Tiff explained it to you once, plus you couldn't hear what she was saying and you still figured out way more than I did, and I even read it on Google. So I was like, dang, my mom catches on quick.
Because then
you're pretty smart.
Yeah, but then I like watched, you know what I'm saying, and then figured, yeah, it took me, because
I watched and I still didn't figure it out, but I'm a person that needs to like write it out and explain to me with a diagram or something.
Yeah, it was like confusing, you know, that's why it just took a while.
Well, you know, when someone like knows something really obviously, and so they don't like tell you the full thing. I feel like that's what kind of Vic was doing to me, was just kind of like, I didn't even know where to start in the beginning. So I was not picking up the middle. I did not know what was going on. So anyways, yeah, I was thinking, man, I really need to get my brain going because I should have been able to understand that. We got to do some intellectual things, Mom. And no, that's not Monopoly Go.
No, what do you mean intellectual?
Like, we got to pick up, like, a hobby that really... Arrow's toy. Whoops. That just really, like, I don't know, that helps exercise my brain and memory and yours. But I feel like you do really well.
We should take a... We just need to figure out... We need to take, like, an online class.
Yeah, because when I was in nursing school, I was so much smarter because I just was using my brain all the time, like for hard things. Cause even like Big Brother competitions or something like that would be way different. And now on apps, you know, it'll tell you how much higher percentile you are than everyone else. I mean, I got 99 percentile yesterday, but a lot of stuff I'm not, I'm like in the middle or, you know what I mean? But I know you could be really high.
I don't know. It depends on what it's about.
She doesn't give herself, and she didn't even try or nothing in school either. And she didn't even finish college. And she's got a lot of brain power.
Sometimes. Sometimes I got brain power. Sometimes it's easier to play like I don't know anything and then I get away. But they all catch. They all catch on and they're like, you're just you don't want to do it. You're just not into it. You could do it if you want to do. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to even think of like little things. Like, I'll ask somebody to do something 6 times. And then if it isn't done right in the 6 times, finally, I'll go read real quick how to do it and I'll get it done. And it's just funny because Dave's like, we talked about this all month and now you just did it in 15 minutes. I'm like, well, yeah, I read and I know how to do it now. Like clearing the SD cards,
yeah.
You know, like they went about it. They wanted to clear the camera cards for. Oh my gosh. This has been going on for 2 years and I just don't pay attention with the three guys. It's Dave, Victor, and Jesse. And then finally, like I was just, because they can't clear them, we're constantly buying SD cards. And it's like, okay, this is crazy. I have like 50 SD cards here. So I went on, Googled it, and figured it out in 5 minutes and like cleared them all.
Yeah, I know. That's why when I ask her to do something for me in the boutique online, she's been ignoring me for 10 times. And I know that she can do it. Mother.
I know. I know I can do it too. I just need to I need to have a piece of paper, write down what I have to do, like the directions and stuff. Like one thing I can't do anymore, like as far as memory, and I've noticed it, like, it crazy. Like say like you go to look up a phone number and most of the time you can click on it now and just go right to dial it. But say you can't. Like the covert camera, wireless phone, which I should just put that in my phone because I call it enough. But anyways, look it up today. I have to write it down on a piece of paper now and then type it in my phone. Otherwise, I have to go back 2 times. I can't remember a 10-digit phone number like that, like just that I just look at randomly and then type it in. Can you?
That's pretty normal, I think. Numbers I'm really good at, but a lot of other things I can't. But I don't think that's normal. I think twice is definitely normal.
Like, I have to, like, look at the first part, type it, and then go back unless and look at the end.
Unless you already know or are familiar with the area code, obviously.
No.
So, if you're familiar with the first three, yes, then obviously.
Well, if you got the area code in the first three, like, if it's 989-658, like the UBLE, yes, I can remember it. But just these, like, the 10-digit where it's all just stuff I don't know. No, I have to go back twice, and it's like, geez, I used to be.
Wait, what kind of class were you saying? Oh, an online class of some sort?
Yeah, because I don't know where we could even take.
Yeah.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Oh, I will say, though, that me, Mom, Vic...
I would be interested in taking a quilting class.
I would love to do that. Me, Vic, Mom, Dad, and Arrow, we have escaped out of every single escape room we've ever done. And they've been, like, really, like, 9 out of 10 hard. So, I mean, we all our minds work different in a good way.
They do, because that is putting us four in an escape room is quite funny. And I think I back off the most, and I don't stick my... And I wait to see where I guess that must be my personality. I wait till I see where the struggle is or else I look elsewhere. Like say they're working on something, a clue. I just go start feeling the walls, lifting the rugs, finding things that are out of place for the next few clues, you know, and like, and say, oh, I found this. Oh, I found this.
I'm a delegator.
Because what happens is, all of us want that pad of paper and that pen. And there's always just one, it seems like.
You and Vic want that
so
pad of paper.
So that's a struggle. You like to write stuff
too, don't you? No, I do not.
So it's kind of a struggle. So we got to like, you know, you got to go do
things.
Victor
and my mom are very, very similar in a lot of ways. And
both want to be the boss.
Yes. And so I delegate as long as one's doing one. I just try to separate and my poor dad's just feeling the walls and doing whatever he's doing all day. Dave, he does really he does, good.
He just does. But he pulls stuff out of the air, like yeah, the locks does. And the stuff and the...
He's the cutest person ever when he's in escape room. Like, he's we just so freaking excited. We do need so to do one of those excited. Soon
because it is fun.
I want it. Victor bought us a gift card to Saginaw.
We should go do that maybe this weekend.
With the Johnson. I want to go to the pumpkin patch and do that.
We should actually go to one. We do have a really, really good time. Jesse's funny in an escape room, too. I don't remember Ashley. She must be really... I don't remember. We've only done one with all of us, haven't we?
Yeah, Franken was a long time ago.
Or did we do one in Florida? Just I don't know. Maybe we've done two, but yeah, me and Victor are both like, and it's funny because the last one we did, I remember he was figuring something out. I just couldn't get the paper and pen from him. So I went over to the lock and I figured the lock was a word and I figured it out and had
by
it
looking
open
at the letters.
And like reading the letters and doing a few things and figured out a word. And then a few minutes later, he got it on the paper or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I said, no, I already have it open, but it's like, I need something to do. So then yeah. I just went over to the thing, but escape rooms are fun. Tell us have you guys tried them? Do you like them? Do you usually get out?
I will say one escape room that I think the first time we took a couple people was in Florida and we got locked in this box, you guys, that was so, so tiny and someone just farted and I think it was the worker. And anyways, we were all dying laughing and my aunt was just looking around because I've been telling her for how long how fun escape, my aunt is how old, like 60 some? My great aunt, how fun escape rooms are. I'm like talking this up for 3 days and we get locked in the tiniest space that I've ever been locked in with like 7 or 8 people and it just stunk. And she's looking around like, I should have stayed back with my grandma stayed back. I should have stayed back with Martha.
That was literally the only time I've ever been in the smelliest place. And the bad thing is that smell stayed in there the entire time. Like, I could not even. And I don't know if that room, just like yeah. what it was. Because you got to crawl through stuff and stuff sometimes. I don't know, but I have never. I don't know. I felt like I needed to shower when that was done. It was so smelly. And I did not think it smelled like a fart at all. I think it smelled like the strongest body odor I ever smelled in my entire life. Like, just rubbed in everywhere. Oh, like, there was nothing about a fart because farts fade away and that thing
we should
not
have had to be paid in a smelly... We should not have had paid to be locked in a smelly box.
Oh, my goodness. And the funniest thing is, all of us, when we got in there and then the door shut and like she's explaining all the stuff to us, the funniest thing is like our eyes, like just traveling from one person to the next person, like, do you smell that? You know, nobody said anything until after, which she has a camera so she can know. So then after she walked out, I'm like, you guys, Victor was like ready to just puke like I was. Me and him
well,
were
we
having
couldn't
the hardest
listen
time.
We couldn't listen to the storyline because
I couldn't even breathe in there.
We were, it was really dark too. It was so dark and smelly and small. So I was like, I'm getting a little claustrophobic in here. Because we had to break out of that small room to get to a bigger room. But...
And then the other room did not smell because we had to crawl out that thing. Right? Wasn't the crawl out? And because didn't I like hurt my knee trying to go through
yes.
that thing? Yeah. You had to crawl out a thing, but I was happy to be out of there. Oh my goodness. I can't even, there is not even no explanation for the smell that was in that room. Yeah. Oh no. It was bad. But anyways, it is fun.
It's really fun to like use your brain on. It's a fun way to use your brain and interact with people. I want to start hosting. I've told Vic this for a while, but I got serious about it like 2 weeks ago. I want to host like a monthly game night with like 6 to 8 people. I told you, Mom, too. Like a couple couples. And I have so many like mystery games and stuff that are just like a one-time use. And I want to start doing them because I like love that stuff.
And actually, like I have been like Victor loves Euchre and like and Dave loves Euchre. And I think they annoy me and Nicole so much that we never play with them. But when my kids were younger, I joined a Euchre club that was in Ruth. And I had the best time. And I actually even would do that again because there's only like... I'd have to ask my sister how many couples we had and how you did it, but you drew partners when you went in there, and it was like there was three or four tables, and that's how you moved to the tables, and you played the games, then whoever won at the end or whatever. And I can't even remember if we each threw in $5 when we went, mm-hmm. and the two winners, but it was actually a really good time. It was socializing. It was the same couples all the time. There might have been one spare couple, I think, in case somebody didn't come, like an extra couple, like we'd go if somebody had something going on. But it was a really good time. We would go from house to house, and it was fun. It was, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Oh, yeah. So it's your friends. It's not strangers. It's your friends.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't strangers.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, I'd be stressed if it was strangers and I'd disappoint, like, be a bad euchre
player. No, it was like, you know, when you just made jokes, you drank your beer or whatever you're drinking, and, you know, and then there was always snacks and stuff afterwards or breaks in between. I guess because some people would finish a game quicker while you're waiting for the next one, you can go grab snacks or whatever. And it was fun.
Did you say you did it with Barbie?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I've never seen Barbie play a card game, I don't think.
I'm trying to remember. I can only remember four of the couples right now. That's what I'm trying to think of, who the other couples.
Would you have kids yet?
Yes. I definitely had you when she lived there. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I can remember to ask Barbie. That's why I'm going to have to ask her about it again. Like, I remember it was me, Gary and Barbie, me and Dad, Noreen and Paul, and then Allie Krantz's parents. Was it? So that was four of the couples. But I know we didn't just have four couples. I just cannot remember.
That's still eight people, though. That's what I think.
But it was fun.
I think that sounds so fun. Because you never get to hang out with you guys used to do poker parties all the time, too.
And we still will do them in the winter. We tried to have one last weekend. And I don't know if, like, everywhere, all over, but there has been crazy sicknesses going on. And I mean, everybody I talk to, somebody's, like, sick. Like Dad was just talking to his brother today, and he sounded awful, and he said he feels awful. But me, Nicole, and Arrow all got a really bad cough last week.
Yeah,
and I mean, it took. I think we had it like 5 days. I finally think
five
mine's
days.
Pretty much
I think
gone.
I had mine for like nine. It's gone. Like, it's there if I like want it to be there, but I feel fine. But I did hear today at the meeting that everyone said that there's just been like this nasty head cold going around.
Yeah, that's what Mike
said.
I didn't
like medicate at all. None of us took any medicine or went to the doctor, and it's clearing up, so that's good. Did you know that poor sleep can cause weight gain, mood issues, poor mental health, and sleeping less than 6 to 7 hours per night is linked to reduced white blood cell count? And white blood cells, they're what protect our body against illnesses and diseases, and they fight viruses, bacteria, and more. So sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health and performance in our days, and having a consistent nighttime routine is non-negotiable. So we are introducing Beam Dream. You know we've been raving about Beam Dreams powder and their healthy hot cocoa for sleep. Today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream powder, their best-selling healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Now available in delicious flavors like cinnamon cocoa, chocolate peanut butter, and mint chip. Better sleep has never tasted better. Dream is tested for high quality efficiency and formulated to ease your body into rest. It supports all four stages of the sleep cycle with no next day grogginess. So it has things like magnesium and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. Just mix Beam Dream into hot water or milk, stir or froth, and enjoy before bedtime. So this is a hemp-free powder, just so you know, and my mom uses it sometimes when she is not able to sleep because she's up playing Monopoly Go. No, I don't know what she's doing, but anyways, it helps her get sleep because when she's going through menopause too, she still is going through it, but she was up all night, and this helps her, so maybe it can help you too. So you can find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/coco. Use code COCO at checkout. That's BEAM.com/COCO and use code COCO for up to 40% off. Why are you shaking your head at Dad? Ah, Dad, what the actual heck are you... Oh my gosh.
I could see him from my, we're recording up in Arrow's nursery room. And I seen him walk into our bedroom and then I'm looking out and here he's coming and I'm just trying to shake. I shook my head. No, just like, don't walk in here. And he put on a very scary mask and came and scared Nicole.
You guys are not going to believe this story, but it's true. Yesterday, he scared the apps, literally scared the crap out of me. I literally crapped my pants.
She called me up.
I had to go to the bathroom and I was going to go home to go to the bathroom. And he snuck up by my car and just scared me so bad. And I have never been this. And, you know, I just scream. He loves to scare me because I give like the craziest reactions.
And you still screamed when I'm warning you that right now.
I barely.
Yeah, but you still like screamed a little bit and I'm shaking my head at him.
I'm
and
very
you knew
jumpy. No, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, she called me. She goes, Mom, why'd you let him scare me? I said, how did he scare you? I'm in the house. How do I know what he's doing outside?
No, I said, I'm calling to tell on Dad, just so you know, because I have to tell someone what he just did. And Mom, I thought he was doing like a little dance for you and you're shaking your head. No, I don't know.
Yeah. And he still took that mask downstairs. So I would.
Do you know that he has like 7 masks in his drawer next to his bed?
Yes, in his drawer next to his bed. He literally has, he does not, like, all of our Halloween costumes are in bins under the crawl space until like this month. I'll pull them out, you know, to see if we're gonna wear anything or use anything. His masks, he keeps them in his room in the little cupboard next to his bed. So you never know when he is gonna pull a mask out. And especially when it comes to this time of the year, you have to be prepared.
So tell him, why don't you tell that Freddy Krueger story?
This has been going on forever, but he bought a Freddy Krueger costume. I don't even think I had the kids yet. And back then they made things different. Like, you know, like I say, I have a toaster that's 30 years old and works well. These masks were made really good. And the first Freddy Krueger mask he bought went on his face like skin. So it was so skinned on there that all the burns looked like they were on his face. And when he moved his lips, the skin was folded into his lips, into his nostrils. It was like peeled on there. So it was like the best mask. And he bought the sweater and then he bought the
claws.
Yeah, the hand thing. And he wanted to scare everybody. So he went over to his parents' house and they have a really low roof. Before you go, like their entryway, and that's like only like, say it's like 10 feet tall. He climbed up there, and when one of his brothers walked outside, he jumped off the roof down with that claw thing. And oh my God, I can't even.
I think they said whoever it was didn't even move. They were so stunned.
Yes, he scared. I can't even tell you all the stories. He scared so many people. He went into his brother's house and his brother's wife. This story is mixed up, so I don't know which one. Like, because it's been so many years and I was hiding behind Dave and I cannot remember because it's been forever. But Mike says the opposite. But I think what I remember seeing was that I don't know. Anyways, one of them picked up their living room chair. They were screaming. The other one was screaming. And one was screaming and then one ran and hid. And then the other one picked up the living room chair. Like, I'm talking the rocker recliner. And went to bash it, like, at him. It was, like, Superman. And I was, like, behind it. And then they saw me. And then they're like, holy. And they're swearing. And, oh, my gosh. I swear they were holding their chest for, like, an hour. Like, he literally just walked. They were sitting watching TV. He literally just busted through the door like that. And I was like, it was like right behind him. And I still think Mike hid and Renee picked up the chair, but Mike said it's the opposite. And he's probably right because I think he's a lot stronger. So I'm sure he's the one that picked up the chair.
But one of them picked up
The whole chair. It was like the chair I'm sitting on now. They were going to clobber. Oh, they were going to clobber
me
him.
And Jesse just told us, remembered this story. This is when my mom worked. My mom just started at the mini market. She started working like the late shift. So I think he worked till like midnight, right?
And yeah. Nicole was 16 then and Jesse was 14.
And Jesse got this idea. He's like, let's go scare Mom. I'm going to put on clothes that she's never seen before and like all black and some weird shoes she's never seen before. And I'm going to put a paper bag over my head and draw a face on it. I said, okay, I'll drive you up there. So I drove him up. It was like 11 o'clock at night. It must have been on a Friday night or something. I don't know. And I drove him up there, dropped him off like a little ways away, and he walked in there. And my mom didn't even get that scared. Well, she didn't. She didn't. He walked around the store.
I think I was training somebody on the late shift. So I had somebody there with me, one of the younger girls. And they were like really scared because knocked on the window, put the face in the thing. And I'm like, what the heck? And I know we have a button that like can call. You can press the button to call somebody. So I went and kind of stood by the button just to, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go by this button and see what the heck this person does. So then they walked in like acting crazy and just walked straight to the bathroom, which was across the thing. And then they went in the bathroom. Then they threw the toilet paper out the door. And I'm like, okay, this has to be.
He started banging, making noises in there, too.
But then he threw the roll of toilet paper out. I'm like, this has to be some kind of a joke. And they're like, call the police or whatever. And I, like, did grab the phone and stuff.
There was
but
no
I was
customers.
Just, like, acting like whatever. And then finally I'm like, I think he just went in and he walked right out. And I'm like.
He looked you in the eyes, like, really good because he cut little holes for his eyes. And he wanted to see if you could recognize his eyes. And then I walked in just cracking up laughing. But I was like, Mom, what? Well, I didn't want you to call 911. I would have stepped in. But I was like, I can't believe you just were like so fine with that. That's so scary.
But I think now, like years later, now if somebody did that, I'd be really scared. I think back then, yeah. I was just like, somebody is effing with me. I thought it was one of a lot of young kids that worked at
that was,
the subway
that was
and the whatever.
15,
and I thought
15 years ago, yeah. Things are a lot different.
Yeah, and I was like, these young kids are like just trying to.
And where we live, remember, is only like 800 population is 800 people. So it's not like the city gas station or anything like that. Like,
yeah, I just thought it was some of the workers there messing with me because I was training that night or what.
That's messed up that we did that now that I just said that.
I mean, now I think if somebody did that, they'd probably lock the door and you'd probably be in trouble if you did that now. But
we always have been like a prankster family, though. Even my mom just... even with her coworkers, you always pranked Kayla and stuff.
Yeah, and Dave would love to get a hold of that. I've been looking for that same
jokers.
The same Freddy Krueger mask because he used it so many years, probably like for 15 years, that it just became like threadbare. And yeah. I mean, I finally am like, this is just has to go because it's so tight and you have to take it off like
Did
that.
Did you look on eBay?
I've looked. He's bought two Freddy Krueger masks since then, and they're nothing. They're
one
just,
doesn't even look like Freddy Krueger.
You know, they're not like this was just
it's like the time I bought Tin Man for Victor and it was all smushed. Remember that? That's so funny. He's so mad at me. I made him be Tin Man. He's so mad. Oh man, that was
speaking of Halloween, Arrow really wants to be the Minions, and I looked at some costumes online today, and the Minions can actually be really cute. And I think is his name Gru. I think Victor could pull that one off good.
I told him he needs to be Vector.
Which one's Vector?
His name's Victor, but Vector is his cool name, and he's like the really, really nerdy looking guy that kind of looks like Victor. He's got a bowl cut, big glasses, just like he wears the orange jumpsuit with a little gut. It's so funny.
I don't know. I think he dresses like the group, throwing that scarf, and I don't know. Anyways, I think we could all be Minions, but if you guys can think of any good family Halloween costumes for us.
I said that we should pick it this year because I think it's the last year we're going to have say.
Then Arrow's, well, he really already wants, he already thinks he has say on everything. So he's already trying to say, he's probably going to say, we get something. You say, no, I want to be Minion.
Well, yeah, that's true. And the thing is, yeah, it's going to be his way or the highway probably.
Yeah. The other day, a couple days ago, he was here and I said, he said he's tired. So I said, okay, let's go upstairs in Mia's bed and we'll go take a nap. So we get into the bed and we're in there and I said, what do you want to watch? And he likes to watch some Disney stuff. So threw on a Disney movie and he watched it for like 20 minutes and he's like, Mia, you can shut off the TV so we can go to sleep now. I said, okay. And so I shut off the TV and then he's like, he always says, I got you. When he like puts his arm around me, he goes, I got you. And then he's like acting like he's going to go to sleep. And then he's like, Mia says, I think you should change my diaper. I'm like, okay. So I get up and I change it. I said, I don't think you're wet. And he said, it's fallen off. And for some reason, this one pack of diapers that I have here, like a lot of the side tabs do not stick very well. I think it just must have been a faulty pack. And I'm almost out of them ones, thank goodness. But anyways, so I said, okay, you're right. So I just took that off and put a different one on him. Got him back in bed again. And he's like, again, Mia, I got you. I'm get all in the position to go back to sleep again. Then he's like, Mia, my race cars want to go night too. I said, huh? He said, let's go get my race car. So he's coming in the bedroom, picks out two race cars, takes them into the bed, covers them up in the blankets, pulls the guys, there's cars and there's guys, pulls the guys out, covered them up. And then he says, I got you. And then he really did fall asleep after that. Aww. But he's like, he gives me, like, he tells me exactly what he needs and wants now.
Yeah, and I think he does that the most with you. Like that. He loves to, he knows, I think, that you will get out of bed 3 or 4 times.
Usually, well, now I know. It's like I usually make sure I already have the water. So, because yeah. I know he's going to ask me for water. So I take the water up. I make sure I have the pillows the way he likes. I try to like make sure I have everything so I don't have to. And I usually stop in the room first. Because I know he's going to ask me for something. I say, what do you want to go night-night with us today? Sometimes he'll try to pick up a whole barn. I'm like, nope, the barn can't fit in the bed. So the race cars were even pushing it because these are big remote control race cars.
The little people ones?
That's what he took. I'm like, usually I try to take something. I try like something soft, like an animal or a little guy. He actually carries this excavator. How long has he been carrying that for?
Gosh. He got it for his birthday, though. So
he's been carrying it for like 5 weeks?
Ever since his birthday. Ever since we opened
it. Really bad,
though.
There's
only one that he like loves. And I'm telling you, I had to come back to my mom's house today because he was screaming, crying because we left it here. And
he knows where he puts it too. When he's ready to leave, he's like my, and he calls it just like that. And like, if you see him in pictures or anything, he has it in his hand all the time. He sometimes can carry it for 4 hours and he does not put it down. He switches it to the other hand and he carries it and he'll say, my excavator, my excavator, my excavator.
I know. I was like, Mom, how does he know? Like, how is he obsessed with like cars and that type of thing?
But it's that one. And then he wants me yesterday. I don't think I told you. He wanted me to carry the school bus around. No, yeah, that was today, actually.
He hands me
and he says, you take the school bus, I got the excavator. And so then if I put it down, minute, he comes back and he brings it to me and he's like, you forgot your school bus. Like, I'm like thinking, oh my gosh, I do not want to carry a school bus around. So if I go to the kitchen table, I got to take the school bus. If I go, wherever I go, he makes sure that I have the school bus. He'll be like, Mia, where'd your school bus go? And then he comes and he finds it and gives it right back to me.
I am looking for advice. I guess I should look up books or Google or something, but I feel like people are the best resources. I'm looking for advice on how to, or even a book that's good at reading, good for this topic. How to handle toddler, kind of like toddler tantrums, I guess. And like how... I feel like the only way for Arrow to get out of, like, if he wants something is by giving it to him, but I also don't want to give him everything that he wants, and I want him to, you know, be super kind and polite and stuff, which he is now, but I can see that he's getting a little too spoiled. I don't know how to describe it, but I'm just a little bit worried, and I just need, like, insight on what direction to go, like, when to stand firm, what... He thinks things are funny, like if he throws something and I'm like, Arrow, don't throw that. And he'll like giggle about it because he knows he got to me. So I'm like, and then I kind of smile because it is like, I'm trying not to laugh, but it's not going to be funny when he's a little bit older. So just things like that. Like I don't.
Well, maybe you should get a group together, a young parenting group.
Yeah.
Even
that would
if you had like 6 of them, you know, once a month and talk about, give everybody ideas and you know what I mean? Different parent styles
Yeah, because it's like timeouts are so ineffective for Arrow. He thinks it's fun. So I don't know what to do. Like he just laughs and smiles about everything, which is good and bad because he just thinks like he'll run from me or my mom even when it's like dangerous or something and it's scary to me. But he just laughs because he's running away from us. Like the first thing he does when I put him in the garage now, he says, get me down. So I put him down for a second because he's wiggling and thrashing. And then he's running around the car in the garage. You can't catch me. You can't catch me.
And there's not even no space in there for him to run. So, like, that'd be hard for me to even catch him in there.
Yeah. So, like, things like that. It's like, when, how do you know? Because he, for his dad, Vic, he doesn't do that to Vic. So, it's me and my mom.
He tells us, he always wants us to put him down, like, where he wants to go. Like, he tries, even, like, if I'm walking by the pond and stuff, he'll say, put me down. I say, no. Like, I just literally,
well, that stuff, I don't do no, it. No, but if it's just, like, in a store or something, and he's like, put me down, and people are looking, you know, I'm going to put him down. Like, he can walk. It's not the unsafety of that, but it's, like, when does he know? Like, I tried talking to him today, like, hey, Mama only wants what's best for you. And when I tell you something, it's not, you know, it's not for any other reason than to keep you safe. And he just, like, laughs. And he's like, I don't know. He just loves to like, be a little stinker already.
Yeah. And but I mean, it's the age, too.
The terrible twos are a thing. And he's not terrible or anything, I wouldn't call it. I think it's super fun. But I'm also just scared of, you know, tiptoeing on line of he's just, giving him too much.
He just likes to have the, even now he hates to eat in his high chair. Like, he thinks he's way too old and he needs to sit at the table and stuff, which is fine. Like, I let him go to the table and stuff sometimes, but then he'll want to get down and get this and get this. So, like, once in a while, if he gets up to the table and he's eating with the rest of us, even if he gets down once, I'll let him do it again. He can eat. But then if he keeps doing it and it's stopping us, so we can't eat, nobody can eat because he's just playing, then the high chair. And then it's like, okay, you're going to eat in the high chair. You're going to eat like a big boy. And he's been actually doing really good. I didn't have to put him in the high chair like today or yesterday. So he's actually
doing good. I haven't put him in his high chair at home in like months. But he,
I heard Victor, when I was on the phone yesterday, say to him, something he said, like, to him,
sit, put it, go on your knees or you're gonna get in your high chair.
Yep, I did actually have him hear him say that, and he probably gets listened
right down
then.
He gets right down. Yeah I don't know, it's just, yeah. So any advice on that stuff? Because I think that I could benefit from that.
And then as far as Big Brother, I watched the double eviction and it was exciting and everything I wanted it to be. I hate this. I only read about the twist. I did not watch it Sunday night. I'm just reading the little bit of stuff about them coming back in, and there's nothing that I like about it. So
they've never done that before.
I mean, it just, I don't quite understand it, and I don't like it. And so I guess this Thursday I'll see what goes on from there, and, you know, hope, I don't know. I don't even know out of the two of them now which one, because I haven't been paying enough attention. I don't, which one I want to come back in or what I'm gonna, you know, I don't know. I guess I have to get through this next week, because it was kind of a disappointment. When you do a lot of that work for the double eviction, or like even the other thing when they
canceled
the, it's
a big game move,
and especially when they did that slow cooker thing and then nobody's moves count. It just makes it, when there's too many twists, it's too much. I just like old-fashioned, real gameplay. I don't know. I just don't love any of this. And I was thinking about it, like, before I remember when I watched it ever since the beginning, I'm always like, I'm a super, when they say it, call themselves a super fan, I'm like, well, yeah, I was a super fan. Nicole's a super fan. We really weren't super fans when I think about it. We're more like vested into characters that we liked on television, because no, we didn't spend our time on the feeds or anything like that. So we did, like,
I guess we thought that just loving the show a lot meant
was a super fan. And making t-shirts for your favorite characters and wearing them every Thursday or every time it was on. Yeah, that's what we thought a super fan was. But now when I see, like, on Twitter what super fans are, like, they're living they're not even sleeping, they're watching the show 24 hours a day. I can definitely say that me and Nicole were not super fans of the thing. We just really were vested in the characters we liked on the television show itself.
Yeah,
that's more like,
totally,
you know, when they're saying, like, they'll say some of these people, they're not true super fans, they don't know this. You know, no, I mean, I didn't spend time watching that stuff.
And I played the game more than anyone else in the whole U.S. And I would not be considered a super fan.
Definitely not. Not to what they call super fans. Not by any means. And somebody did ask, though, about the competition that they just had that they called the Shove Ball. And they said that you won the Stashing Pumpkins one in BB22. So what is the...
So basically, that's just the teeter-totter. I'm guessing, where you have to go on one side, pick them, move it slowly, go down, stack them, move slowly to the other side, grab a ball, go over the other side, stack them. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Okay.
When I put up Memphis and Christmas. Yeah.
Okay. So was there any strategy? What's the strategy to that?
Super slow, low to the ground.
Oh, yeah. I know which one they were talking about.
So I don't think it's not shoving a ball. Oh, shovel. So ours wasn't a shovel, I think. Maybe that's what they meant. I can't remember what it was. It was a Halloween type thing. Yeah, and I wish I wouldn't have won that. Why? Cody would have been long gone, and I would have won.
Why? Because who would have won if you didn't win?
Christmas.
And she
or Memphis. Either of those two. And they would have got Cody out. I mean, I would have been sitting next to Cody, and then I won the BB Comics. So I would have taken myself down. It would have been Enzo versus Cody. And Cody
would have went out for
Cody
sure.
Cody would have went out. And then I could have done so freaking good. It would have been a shoe-in.
Yes.
I know. What I could have, should have.
And then you could have went for the next HOH because you didn't win that one.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was the hamster wheel one, Memphis and Christmas, and Enzo didn't know their days. I knew them really well. But against Cody, I got so nervous. Ah! Oh, well, it is what it is. It's God's plan. It's not mine. So, right. Anyways, I got the best prize of all, Arrow.
Yes, you did.
Is there anything else you want to touch on today, Mom?
Oh, recipe. Everybody's saying I do need to get back on my recipes. But when I was talking about meatballs, I'll just tell you simply, this is what I do with meatballs, is however many pounds of meat you're going to use, take the meat, the hamburger, whatever you're using, and say you use 3 pounds. I use 3 eggs, and then I put my seasonings in there, whatever. And I'm not a big seasoning person, so I'm but garlic and maybe some onion, and
we don't do salt seasonings.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you like that,
if you like onion or peppers, sometimes I can cut them up in there, really small, and then pepper and garlic or whatever. And then I take whatever flavored crackers, a lot of people use oatmeal, and that's what my mom always used, but chicken and a biscuit is what I used the other day when she said they were so good, and I grind up the crackers small, so whatever kind of flavor. I like the Swiss cheese crackers in it too, and I use a flavored cracker and then mix it all together, and I put a little bit of ketchup in there too, just to keep them more a little bit more moist. And then I roll my meatballs and put them in the oven. And I put them for 20 minutes at 350. And then they're still super moist and, almost cooked. And then I put them in whatever, some people put them in cream of mushroom soup. Victor likes when I do the brown gravy, but Nicole likes ketchup meatballs. So that's more get them back out and put more ketchup, kind of like a meatloaf. Do it like that and put them in the oven and then bake them and that's it. But my thing is the flavored crackers or whatever kind of you like, because it just gives it that little bit of something else.
And not overcooking them is important.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You got to keep them
moist. How big you roll them, just keep an eye on the time, I'd say.
And when I did that.
You roll pretty big meatballs.
Yeah, I do roll pretty big meatballs. When we made the meatball subs the other day, 3 meatballs took up the whole sub. Those are big meatballs, but they were the sub buns weren't the big long sub buns either. They were just, what kind of sub buns were they? They had
That sweet Hawaiian.
Sweet Hawaiian sub bun rolls, but they weren't the sweet little rolls. They were Hawaiian.
4 to 5 inches.
And and you opened them up. Then you put 3 meatballs in, the marinara sauce and the mozzarella sauce, threw it in the oven for 20 minutes and they were good. I ate them 3 days in a row.
That was so good.
Yes. So that's my recipe of the week.
And we don't use beef. We use venison.
Yes. It's not like I have a lot of beef in my freezer, but I mostly choose to cook with venison.
I don't eat beef, so that's what I'm just trying to say is I don't eat beef.
Oh, you don't, but
I do not eat beef.
But I'm telling people they can make it with turkey, they can make it with beef, you can make meatballs with whatever kind of meat you make it with. But yes, I do make mine with venison.
And venison is not as fatty, so I bet you that theirs will be even more moist if they use beef.
Yes, maybe.
I don't know. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.